So the Taz writes that even if you make like the Rosh, so if you took out the eggs from the pot one spoon at a time, so then if one of the eggs are usher, you should be machmir. Why? Because maybe you took out the iser egg first, and that made the spoon treif, and that ossered all the subsequent eggs. So the obvious problem with this is as follows, and the Prima Gada makes this point, that what's the whole svar of the Rosh? That we assume that the iser is beruba. So therefore, let's assume that the iser was beruba, in which case you didn't take out the iser first. You only took out the iser after Rove came out. So why is the Taz concerned about this? So the Prima Gada points out, well, actually, you could say that Memanashach it's a problem, because like this, if you took out the Aser egg first in the spoon, so then the spoon became Aser, and Asered all the eggs afterwards, and or at least as many as could be Asered. And if you took out the Iser egg at the end, then it Asered all the eggs in the pot, and it's Aser also. So, because... remember, the whole svara of the Rosh to be mekel was to assume that the iser came out first. So therefore, mimanavshach, if you spoon it out one at a time, it would be okay. That's what the Prima Gada answers. And it's very mistaber. I don't know why the cheshbon isn't right. Except that...
Aser mimanavshach? Aser mimanavshach.
Aser mimanavshach, yeah. Aser mimanavshach.
This is an answer or is a question?
The Prima Gada's answer to his question on the Taz. Okay.
The answer?
Mimanavshach, it's going to be aser. If you took out the iser egg first, so then the spoon became aser, and it asered the subsequent eggs. If you took out the iser towards the end, then the egg asered all the other eggs in the pot, and rove are aser. So either way, you're stuck. The whole reason why the Rosh was makel by eggs, if he's makel by eggs, is because he assumes that the iser came out first, the iser egg came out first, and therefore it didn't aser the rest of the eggs in the pot. Right? But this time, if you spooned it out one at a time, then if you took it out first, it ossered the spoon, and then that would osser the rest of the eggs.
But it doesn't remain in the rest of the eggs. It just, remember you said...
You take it out, spoon one, spoon, two, three.
Let's say
each time I take out another egg becomes osser.
Say it comes out the third egg or something like that, so the first two are fine.
First two are fine, but rove will be osser. You want a bittel berove.
So
the only heter here is because of bittel berove. Right? What's the svar of the Rosh to be makel? The svar of the Rosh to be makel is that because you took the aser out at the beginning, or towards the beginning, then rova the eggs didn't become aser, and therefore it could be bittel berov. Right? Or if it was well, there was shishim at the beginning, so nothing became aser.
Right.
Right? And then, as long as the iser egg came out in the first batch, you're fine.
Right.
And why can you assume that the iser egg came out in the first batch? So that was the machlokas, how to read the Rosh. Is it because Yisur Beruba Yisa, or the more far-reaching approach, because Lo Talin and Iser? Good. So that all assumes that, let's say you took out the Iser egg first, everything is okay. But when you spoon them out one at a time, then even when you take out the Iser egg first, you still have a problem. Right? So when was the Rosh Mekel? When you poured them out. But when you spooned them out one at a time, that's the problem. That's the way the Prima Gada is Miyashev.
What if
right?
It's an odd number? And you can end up with Rove, by that meaning?
You still couldn't have Rove, because if you took it out first, or second, or
well,
third...
Let's say there's 25, and you took out the Iser 14.
It would be a problem for sure, because then you'd have Shishim. You don't have Shishim when it's 14.
Oh.
The only way... Notice that's why eggs and fish are different. That's the point. By fish, you'd be fine, because fish, there's a lot of fish. Even when you take out some of the fish, you could still have shishim in the pot. You only lose shishim in the pot when you take out most of the fish. But eggs are a problem, because eggs, there are much fewer eggs. Right? So you're only going to solve the problem if you take out even a handful of eggs, and the iser remain behind, it's going to osser the rest. So the only way to be mako is by taking out the iser first. But then you have a different problem. If you take out the iser first, then you ossered the spoon, which ossered the other ones. Okay. So, even though that makes a lot of sense, clearly the Taz and the Iser Vater aren't assuming that way. because they clearly assume that if you were to take out the Isser towards the end, they say it's mutter. And the only chash is you took it out first, and that's why this Taz starts clearing, maybe it should be mutter because it's safek to Rabban and Lakula. Right? According to the Prima Gadin, that's irrelevant, because manav shechetz aser. So I don't know why the cheshman of the Prima Gadin isn't right, but obviously the Taz doesn't say that. And then the Taz says a very interesting point. I'll just read it, since it sounds like not everybody saw this Taz yet. So, v'kas of od, b'isser v'heter, b'din zeh, d'af al pi she'im b'beitza ha'asura, efrawach, rak dam, v'dam beitzim d'rabanan, v'seka d'rabanan l'kula, d'haynu dafka kodim shenoda isser v'adai b'beitza, aval achar shenoda b'vadai isser pam achas, en l'chalek, Bein sveka derabanan, l'sveka deraisa, to call the tikkun rabanan kein deraisa tikkun. So what's he saying? Saying why can't you be makel if we're dealing with an iser derabanan, right? Because he thinks that beitza would only be an iser derabanan if there's dam beitza is derabanan. We talked about that machlokas, but let's assume that way. So he's saying, why don't we say safi derabanan kula? Let's say, for example, you have 99 heter eggs and one iser egg, and you took each one out with a spoon. So if the first 50 eggs were mutter, then we would be matir everything. So we could be mekel because of safek derabanan lahakel. So he answers, no. Since there's vaday iser, we say kol detikun rabanan kein deraisa tikun, and we say safek rabanan lachumra. So where's the vaday iser here? Because there's not vada yisr, right? Let's say I took out the treif egg at the very end, right? The last egg I took out was the treif egg, so then there would be no yisr at all. Again, for some reason he's not concerned. Remember, like we said, the taz and yisr v'hatar are not concerned that the treif egg is going to also be other eggs in the pot. Maybe he assumes we're talking about a case where there's a huge amount of water in the pot, right? So in the pot, nothing's going to happen. So there's not vada yisr. So the Zer Zahav, that's the commentary on the Isser V'Hatter, says it must be the Isser V'Hatter means there's Vada Isser because the spoon becomes Aser, which is fascinating. Even if none of the eggs had to become Aser, but the spoon would be Aser. And since the spoon is Aser min Manavshach, when there's Vada Isser, we don't apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lakula. That's the Yisod of the Isser V'Hatter. Now,
is Isser.
What?
It is Isser. It's like, I don't know, Reis.
You're explaining, you're asking.
I don't understand what's so difficult with the Isser V'Hatter.
I didn't say anything's difficult. I was just explaining what he said.
I don't see why I have to comment to the spoon. I think you could still say it's called the Schazik Isser because...
No, because...
No, Schazik Isser. You know there's an Isser.
Nothing became Isser. The Isser that was... the egg was always Isser, and it had no effect on anything else. Why even there's Vada Isser? There's no Isser. The Isser, of course, I threw out. It's recognizable. We're not talking here about a Tarayvus.
Right, but I still think that could be...
So why would that have an effect on the Hatter? No, why? What do you mean? That shouldn't be... Why
by
would
Kavish,
you...
By the
why would it...
Kavish, you have something that's a reis, so you have a...
Safek Kavush is a Safek Deraisa. That's
okay.
Totally different.
Or Nishbach.
Nishbach.
Now you're reis on the Chazaka, you can't say Bechaz's Kasher is fine. You had something that potentially could ask for the entire thing.
I don't understand. Are you asking or explaining?
I'm agreeing with Ellie for that reason. Meaning, who says that we have to know? Anytime you got rid of the devar aser, but
we have two possibilities: either the spoon, either you know the iser egg came out towards the beginning, in which case the spoon became aser and aser the rest of the eggs. That's possibility A. Or not. It was, let's say, the spoon. You know, if the iser came out after the first 50, if there's 99 eggs. So if it came out after 50, then it's mutter.
There's always been holy tam to all of them. I don't care that there might be bittul. It's being exposed to the iser. The iser is vade there, and it's definitely being exposed to the iser. The shayla is
No, we don't know if it was exposed to the iser. There's a possibility
every egg became aser. But every egg was exposed to the iser.
What do you mean exposed to in the same
pot? It's been pulled into all the eggs.
It's not pulled into any of the eggs, because they're shishim as long as it's in the pot.
It's still plato, so it's capable of being mabatel.
That's irrelevant. That's not our shayla. Our shaila is, did it become aser of the spoon? No, not true. Because the whole shaila is, did it become aser out of the spoon? That's our shaila here. It's not shaila whether it became aser out in the pot, because in the pot there's bittel. Our shaila, the shaila we're clarifying, is, did it become aser out of the spoon? So it's a very big chiddush that the aser v'atar is saying. But let's even assume.
Didn't hold it would be bittel
The Prima Gadim's question is that l'chora, the case of the eggs, there aren't isn't necessarily bittul in the pot, in which case he didn't know why.
He was arguing what.
No, no, that's for, we're done the Prima Gadim. Forget the Prima Gadim. It's all finished. We're done the Prima Gadim. Obviously, they're assuming a case like it was a lot of water in the pot.
This is the only difference between the Isser and
the No, 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 no. The two Shilas, we're all done the first Shila. New Shila. The same time.
Same Shila.
Nothing to do with anything. Totally new Shila. Question is, why can't we say Safik Drabban and Lakula here? Right? We have two ways in which it could have come out. Could have come out in a way that it's there's there that it's mutter, could have come out in a way that's aser. So if we're talking about an Isser Drabbanan, why don't we say Safik Drabban and Lakula? That's the kasha of the Isser after. This has nothing to do with that Prima Gadim.
If it came out, if it was still in the pot, we said Isser would say Nashishim, but we're just arguing with that point.
No.
Was also
yeah.
Because
of course, if you learn like the Prima Gadim, there's no Shaila.
So I just wanted to clarify that.
They're not. Okay, fine. Good. Yes. Good. Okay? So everybody got the Isavater. So what is the. Basically, what the Isavater is saying is that we're machzik tuma lamafreya. We're machzik the Isser lamafreya. In other words, since one of them became aser, one of them not even being the egg, but since there's vada iser here, so we're machzik. So even though in a sense you have a chazaka mekara should be lahakel, but a chazaka dahashta lahachmir. And therefore, one way or the other, since there's vada iser, we can't apply the principle of safek drabban and lakula. That's the klal gadol. The Dine, Safek Drabbanan Lakula, the Disavater, proves or stipulates to explain this halacha. So the Ta says, Velonira, Dehai Milsa de Bereish Beit. That's good you're here. Parchinan Amai, de Mefarish Taimed Yisura de Beit, Seshon Alib Yom Tov, Mikoch Zerim Drabbanan, Meditan Seker Surah, Da Safek Drabbanan, he Lakula, vi Kedivere Savater. Halo Parchmidi, de Delma, Hachi ka'amar devadai hu lanu sheish beitz asura ela sheish safek im nischalef ba'acher olo v'zeh lozin an l'kula. Meaning to say, the Gemara in Beitz assumes that if the Beitz shenol debiyant of his aser al tenisur d'rabbanan, right, like the earlier stages in the Gemara over there, okay? So then And it says Safek is Isser. So the Gemara says, why do we say Safek is Aser? We should say Safek Drabbanan Lakula. So he says, according to this Vater, what kind of kash is that? Why don't we just be mukim that the Safek is, we don't know if this egg was Nischalfa or not, right? Maybe there were two eggs. One was Nol Niyantif, one isn't Nol Niyantif. So one's Aser, one's Mutter. And the once you have Vada Isser here, according to this Vater, you never say Safek Drabbanan Lakula. Yet the Gemara says it's Pashat. You say Safek Drabbanan Lakula in that case. So you see a Pircha on the Yisr V'Heter. That's the Taz's Kasha. You could just say that, no, we're talking about a case over there. We're not talking about a case of Nischalfa. We're talking about one egg that's Besafek. But the Taz assumes, well, we could be talking about two eggs. One was Nischalfa. One was Mutter, one was Aser, one's gone. We want to know what the other one is. The Imkain, this Vater Shlagda. So the Zer Zahav, again on the Yisav Heter, says, no, maybe the Yisav Heter is only Machmir when there's Ikram and HaTorah, like Dam Beitzim, where we treat it like Dam Gomor, because of Kol D'Tikun Rabban and Kain D'Raisa Tikun. Mashen Kain, the Beitz over there, we're talking about Perush and Nashru, or Muksar, or whatever the Yisav is over there. At the beginning of Beitz, it's not an Yisav, it's not Ikram and HaTorah. And it's only when there's Ikar Min HaTorah that we're machmir. When you go through the Kali Sfeik Steak of the Shach, and the Boston Chav isn't even here. So he has Klalei, Safek, Drabbanan, Lakula over there also. And you'll see there are a lot of rules, many rules, to when you apply seven Dura on Lakul and when you don't. But one of the common chilukim is whether something is Ikra Minat Torah or not. So that's what the Zer Zav says. This Vatar is Machmir by Safik Drabanan when there's Vaday Isser here, plus it's Ikra Minat Torah. So, Bekitzer, so there's a machlokus between the Taz and the Isser Vatar when you say Safik Drabanan Lakula. According to the Taz across the boards, according to the Isser Vatar, only you don't say it when there's Vaday Isser, at least. Sheish lo ikra minat Torah. So it's only when there's safik mitzad acher. Okay, that's when you say safik Torah l'kula. And this is similar, actually, to the shach that you asked me about a couple of days ago, right? If you take a look at the shach in Klalei Sveik Sveika, in Klal Yud Zayin, he points out that let's say you have an iser drabanan like beitzas nevela. So it's a davar sheish, it's chaticha liskabed, let's assume it's davar chashev, and it gets mixed in with 100 other eggs, right? So I understand that there's no bittel, but why don't I say about each one safek drabanan lakula? So the shach says that no, we don't say that, at least for this type of iser drabanan. He has there three categories of iser drabanan, but at least for this type of iser drabanan. So even if it's one in one, we say ikba yisura, and even if it's one in 100, once you don't say bittel, you also don't say safek drabanan makula. So, you know, one of the things you see from that shach is the klal of safek drabanan makula isn't so simple, and there are many rules, and you have to figure out what type of safek drabanan it is. But that svar is very similar to what the iser v'heter is saying. Fine. Now, and Taz might agree to that shach. He would just say that this is different than a tarovis. Tarovis is worse because they're all in front of you. Answer's here. It's present. The Nekudas Kesef over here actually gives a different answer to B'miyashiv, the kasha of the Taz and Isavater. He says, by Beitza Shinol de B'yantif, and there's a suffix in Nischalfa, so that's not Vada Yisr Lefanecha. Right? What's the Taz's whole question? Beitzah shenol d'b'yantif, and you have two eggs. One was nol d'b'yantif, one was nol d'b'yantif, and they're lefanenu, and then one went away. So that's not vada yisr lefanecha. So that's why the yisr v'heter would not say that you have to be machmir b'makom safek, because there's only one egg in front of you. The only time the yisr v'heter is machmir by safek drabanan l'kula is when the yisr is lefanecha. Then the shach also points out, ein l'damos sveiko zelazeh, Dashkhan tuve sveke drabanan. In other words, this is what the shach says at the end of Kali Sveik Sveika. After going through all the kolam of Safek drabanan lakula and Kali Sveik Sveika, the shach over there says, since these rules are so confusing, you shouldn't apply them. Or at least, at the very least, you shouldn't be medana milsa la milsa, because there could be such teeth differences between one case and the other. So therefore, don't ask me a kasha, because you could be machalik. How do we paskin on this machlokus between the Isser V'heter and the Taz? So the Prima Gadim says we paskin like the Taz, even though the Shach defends the Isser V'heter. We paskin that we say Safek Draban L'Kula, even if there's Vaday Isser Lefaneinu, as long as it's not in the Tarovas.
Right. As long as there's no bittel, we still pass it like a shach.
Yeah. As long as it's not a tarovis. Correct.
Why is it better than tarovis? That is saying that tarovis is worse, but it's not a tarovis.
No, tarovis, it's super bad. But if it's lefanenu, but not a tarovis, so then it has his nagel and the Isser V'heter is machmir. If it's not.
Isn't it worse?
It makes it worse, yeah. As long as it's Isser Lefaneinu. No, we're Machmir. According to the Taz, we could even be Mekel. Not only could we Mekel if the Isser is not Lefaneinu, like this or Vater, but even if the Isser is Lefaneinu, we could be Mekel.
Why?
Let me
say, because we agree, we should say that Tarovis is worse.
Tarovis is worse. Because it's not only Isser Lefaneinu, but it's Lefaneinu in a Tarovis where we don't say Bittel.
But it's not Lefaneinu.
In a Tarovis, of course it's Lefaneinu. There's one Isser in 25 Heter, or 10,000 Heter. Lefaneinu. This is Lefaneinu. In a Tarovis.
Why is that inherently worse unless the Chacham Rishon Taka?
So that's a good question, but that's a Kufiyat Shaila. why Tarovis is different. For now, that's not our sugya. In terms of our sugya is this case, and for this case, we know what comes out is that the fact that it's Lefaneinu doesn't the svar, the Isser Hatter doesn't inherently make it, or I shouldn't say it's Lefaneinu. The way the Isser Hatter says it, to be precise, is the fact that there's Vaday Isser doesn't preclude our saying Safik Drabban and Makula. Yes?
For the Isser Hatter, I don't understand why what's difficult of the third law about the answer. Why is it not a good chiluk that you have Isser? And then it's an issue, it's a question whether.
Not a good chiluk, sorry, what's not a good chiluk? You're trying to answer the Isser Hatter from the Taz's question?
From the Zerizahav, yeah, from the Zerizahav needing to make an Okimta. Why can't you read the Isser Hatter the first Zerizahav that said it's gone at the spoon?
Yeah.
Why can't you just say Kipshuto that you know that there's a difference between Safek Drabban and Makula, you have no idea that it might not be any Isser here. It might be.
Right, there might not be, because there's not, but every case that there's a Safek about, we only have a Safek about the eggs, L'chayra. And every single egg might be mutter.
Right, Masha Inki in here.
Good, so that's why the Isser is wrong.
No, Safek Drabban and Makula again, maybe there's no Isser at all here. Masha Inki in here, you know the situation is like a race. So you know there's an Isser, there's a God Isser egg. It's only Shiloh, you know, did it Asser the other eggs or did it not? But you know there is Isser here. There's Isser Lepanefa.
Yeah, but that Isser doesn't have to have an effect on any of the Hetters.
I understand, but
so why would
at least the Chilos.
I don't know, it's very difficult. Let me see. What is it? Dafa, he says, "Kodem shen no the iser vade bebeitza of alach shen no the vade iser pamachas ein lachalik." I don't understand. What do you mean pamachas? Where's the pamachas? Where did one become aser? It says, "Av alach shen no the bevade iser pamachas."
No, you just meant one of the eggs of the 60.
No, but one of the eggs, the egg that's aser is not the nidon, because we know for sure what it is.
Okay.
Among the things that we're misupik about, there's not a vada isser.
But there's okay. But
so
there's,
the fact that there is a isser hanging around, why would that be relevant? You're saying no. The fact that there could have been there is isser here, and there could have been an interaction with the isser is enough, right?
Right.
Maybe. I mean, that could be another way to say there's other. I just that to me is a much bigger chiddush. Also, I don't think the Lashon sounds that way, but I hear what you're saying.
And the Zerizahav said it's going on the spoon. What does that mean again?
That at least the spoon became Aser at some point. Because the spoon took out the Aser egg, it took out all the eggs.
Maybe if you say it's at the end.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Still, at the end of the day, Sofo Shel Davar, the spoon's Aser.
So didn't you at the same time know that, you know, like, who said it? But if there's a last egg, then...
I don't know. I didn't understand that either so much. I had a hard time with that. Okay. Let's go to Sif Beis. So, first you just have a parenthetical point, which you guys are all holding in, from Simon Kuf Gimel, right? That the Shari Dura was Choshesh, that Zvuvim are no Saint Tom Leshvach, and L'chor, the Shari Dura Svara was... that you don't know, because you don't know there's no Sintam L'Shvach, but you can't assume that just because Nafsho Shel Adam Katza Mehem, that it's automatically no Sintam L'Fgam. L'chorah, there's a Stira in the Tur, because in Simen Kuf Dalid, he was Mekel, like the Rashba, and over here in Simen Kuf Zayin, he's Machmir, like the Shari Dura. The Beis Yosef writes that really he's Mekel, like the Rashba, just Simen Kuf Zayin, he brings up the sheet of the Shari Dura, but that's not really his position. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef is Mekel. The Rama writes that the Minhag Pashut is Lahakel. But the Shach is Megamgem a little, because there are really a bunch of poskim that are Machmir and Neshaila. But Lemaisa, as we talked about, Beshaito, we're Mekel on Neshaila. I guess I should have said, how do we paskin in terms of Sif Aleph? Do we paskin like Rivara, Beinu Baruch, or the Rash? So the Mechaber and the Ramah might be Mako, but Lamaisa, the Shach and the Taz are Machmir like Rabbeinu Baruch. I think we probably pass him like Rabbeinu Baruch, like the Shach and the Taz. Okay.
Does that ever come up, really?
I have not. Yeah, Mishur comes up sometimes. I don't remember getting that shayla recently. But maybe that's because I wasn't attentive enough. Okay. Kashrus can't. No shaylas come up. It's like. Oh, no. You'll see. They don't deal with those exciting things. Okay. But yeah, you know, could come up for sure. Okay. So what's the din on the spoon? So the Darki Moshe writes something very interesting. Darki Moshe Hay, right? Umiyum hotzi imakaf dag tameh oshar ister shiesh botam aser lahachzir hakaf l'kadeira. So let's say you did take out a shrimp with the spoon, right? So then you can't put the spoon back into the pot. Avalam aver v'chnisu sham, let's say you messed up. So your spoon became treif because it had a shrimp in it. Ein tzach l'shar shishin k'neged kol ha'kaf. You don't need shishin k'neged the kaf. Rak k'neged ha'isr shahotzi bo. Only k'neged the shrimp. Delo aminan gabe kli chanan k'moshins bar liyal. So whose view is that? That's the view of the Ramban. Right? That by blios in kelim we don't say chanan, even if you say chanan by shari surit. This is, so you could say, okay, fine, you know, here the Ramah actually held that the Tor held like the Ramban, and he's saying it Bedasa Tor. But the problem is, in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't say that. Lamaisa, over here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like this Psak, which is, again, you take out the shrimp with the spoon, it's a small shrimp, and you put the spoon back in. Let's say the spoon has a volume of a kezias, and the shrimp has a volume of a half a kezias. You only need 30 kezesim to be mevatel, not 60. So that's, again, shitas haramban, but not shitas harashba. But the problem is that the Ramah paskened like the Rashba, right? We saw that. Back to Hanan again, right? The Ramban, the Ramah paskens like the Rashba, that we do say Hanan. Yeah, exactly. By Hanan, by Shari Surin, the Ramah. Over here, the Ramah, the Ramah over here, paskins like the Ramban, that we don't say Blios by Hanan, Hanan by Blios, and the Ramah that we saw earlier said we do. So it's a black on white stira. So the Taz answers, we must be talking about a Kli Chadash, meaning to say there's no previous Blios in the spoon, so the only Blios are the shrimp. So Mimela, you only need Shishim Keneged the shrimp, right? So that's a great pshat, except it's impossible. How in the world do you take out the shrimp with a spoon and keep it new? Because as soon as you dip your spoon into your chicken soup, right, it absorbs chicken soup. And then you take it out, and now the spoon is going to aser all the blios in the chicken soup, right? L'chora, we're not talking about tongs, or what do you call those things? Tweezers, right. You know, if you take out the spoon with the tweezers, so then it's the fly with the tweezers, so a shrimp with the tweezers, so then it's possible to like take out the shrimp without dipping it in, okay? If it's floating on top. But if you're talking about a spoon, right, we're talking about a kaf here, how in the world is that possible? So that's very strange. Very strange. If you look at the Sif Se Das,
it's not possible to like, people do that normally, like move it to the wall of like the bowl and just. That's what everyone always tries to do. Like when you try to get something out from the soup, you try to leave as much of the liquid
so,
as possible.
Right, but without the bottom of the spoon touching the soup.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good.
Again, if you use a vacuum cleaner, or like you picked it with a fork, I could understand that. Anyway, the Sif Se Das in Tzadi Dalet Ches answers that. You took it with the kaf before it reached Yad Soledis, Bo.
Then it got hot in there.
So, right, the question is then how did it get hot? So first of all, you see it's a Taz Shita Saramu, that there's no Blios Betzolnein. Not the Taz, the Prima Gadim. Elsewhere, the Prima Gadim is Machmir, actually. He doesn't hold it, Rabbi Willard, but he goes back and forth on the Shaila. But I still don't know Lez Metzias. I guess if you held like the Marshal, so it's Davar Gush. So you stuck the spoon in so quickly that the spoon didn't become Yatza lettuce bowl from the soup, because you got it in and out really quickly. But the shrimp, which was Gush and Yatza lettuce bowl, heated up the spoon to make it go in. So I guess it could only... Yeah, I don't know. Right, exactly. But here it's coming straight from the pot. I don't know. But it's still very schwer to say that, because how much of the spoon would become usser in that case? Spoon's cold, shrimp's hot. Tasar gavar!
I thought we were going to say that we don't say it makes us kafir
kula. Forget that. I'm just saying like this. Let's say the spoon's actually cold.
The bottom, right.
The spoon's cold.
We don't say tasar gavar according to Marashah by Caleb.
So that is the other way. Here you'd be assuming going into Kalim, which the Marshal didn't say. But if you held like the Marshal by Davar Gush, plus the Marshal by Kalim, and you reversed the Marshal, I said it works downwards also, then it makes sense.
I know, but why did you reverse it? There's no plus or dollar, so then it's poly.
The Marshal's point is...
It's poly.
It's boleya. Here we're talking about blios into the spoon. Not blios from the plate into the food.
It won't be niskar, I understand. It won't be niskar. Tasar gavar makes it cold. So it's not going to make it cold.
It is cold. You need the shrimp to make the plate hot and then cause blios in the entire volume of the spoon. In other words, heat it and then mafle it into it. All that despite it being the ilah.
Causes something very fancy that it has, as soon as the cup touches the liquid, it comes together creation.
That's great. You could say that, but how is it cold? It's cold and has a din of creation. There's no blios from the soup because it's cold.
Yeah. No, so maybe.
I think you're gonna have to say something very fancy. Yeah. So I don't know. Fine. So I have. I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe there's just a thing as Tasar Gavar and Gavar when both of them turn to Yatza lettuce bow.
What?
When both turn to Yatza lettuce bow, when both eventually heat up the Yatza lettuce bow, unlike Ramu, now there's no principle of Tasar Gavar and Gavar.
But how does it heat it up to Yatza lettuce bow? The shrimp heats it up to Yatza lettuce bow?
It almost got there, and the contents of the spoon, now the liquid in the shrimp get it.
But then it's a cliche anyway. I would have the din of a cliche.
Has things that always is then between the as it touches.
No, that's only because once it goes into the spoon, it heats it up so much. There's no logic to say like that if it doesn't even get hot in the pot. That logic is that when the spoon's in the pot, the ladle's in the pot, it makes it so hot. Yeah. Okay, so here the Prima Gadim says that this kasha is so schwer, we have to say something really dochak. Says, what do you have to say? Shenatal iser bekaf milamala. Lo naga berotev. He's talking about, I don't know, a spork.
You stab the shrimp.
Right, but it says off, so it can't be a fork. So it's a spork. And somehow or another, you got the shrimp out without, like you were saying, I don't know. Somehow or another, that's what the shach says. Okay? I don't know. Something like that. So very schwer, very schwer. So who has a g'aynish answer to this kasha? The Badia Shulchan. Mamish Geshmak says like this, right? How could the spoon be davar chadash if you remove the fly from the soup? So the answer is, remember the gra. This is your favorite gra, right? Sadi chesif katan chaf, that there's no gzera of min b'she'eno mino to require shishim connected the below on the spoon, when it would always be bato, when it would always be min b'mino, right? And he answers, right, remember over there, the Rama said like this. Tzadi ches sif dalet. Iser shen is batel b'kadeira v'siru misham v'nafel k'dira acheres tzarech l'chasor l'achsor levatlo b'shishim neged kulo v'chein li'olam. But if it falls back into to its own thing, right, so then you don't need shepamim shishim. Right, remember that, Rama?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So the shaila is, why not? Either just like I say, Hanan, it's going to ask for the second pot. Why don't they say Hanan to ask for the first pot? So you should require shabim shishim. So the Gra said, because min b'mino needs shishim, only because shema yivash lo b'she'eno mino, and it could come to nesinas tam. But here it could never come to nesinas tam, because it's the same thing. There's only one iser, right? Oh, So over here, could it ever come to Nesin Astam? No, because it's only half a Gzayis Hashlim. So therefore, we're not going to say Hanan to require Shishim. It'll be Batal Lerov.
In the Kaf.
Just like if the Isser, what's the concern? Why should you need Shtei Pam Shishim normally? Right? You drop a Nevela into chicken soup. It's maflet a kazayas of tam nevela. It's bolea a kazayas of tam chicken soup. You take it out, it chananifies that kazayas of tam chicken soup, goes back in. So you really have two kazayasim of isser based off of chanan, right? So why should you be mach? So you should be machmir? Says the gra. No, you could be make vatam. Ta oso a balua ave bikdera min bimino. The balua is bikdera min bimino. Because what is the balua? Chicken soup. Chananified chicken soup. Good, same thing over here. What's chananified? Chicken soup, right? It was a new spoon. So what did the spoon absorb? Chicken soup. The chicken soup was nasa nevela by the shrimp. But, ukmua de araisa, that is bato, chad betray. That's what the Ramah holds in Tzadi Ches. So that's what the Ramah holds over here. It's gainus. And then he points out, the Prima Gadim over there didn't like that pshat. He had a whole different shtickle tires. Prima Gadim she does it. That's why he has to come on to Huzu Kinta. We're talking about a spork. So
the Blios are going to taste the same.
The Blios are chicken soup. Yeah. You'll never come to a case in the Sinas Tam.
That's Chadasha.
Right. Unbelievable. Right. If it wasn't Chadasha,
that
would be a problem. No, yeah. That's why the Shach has to come on to Chadash. But once you come out to Chadash, it's fine, even though Chananifies the Blios in the spoon. All right. Okay. Good. Lamaisa, the Isser Vahater, the Shach, the Gra, all hold that from this simon, that you see that they all hold that we're machmir by spoons, right? By matzekas. Like the Taz in Tzadi Beis Lamed. Right? Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about over here. By ladles. To treat it like a Kli Rishon, right? Just like Agav, you see that from here. Right? All right. The minion left, so we'll stop here. We're done.
The question on the test would be,
did everyone take the test?
No.
Oh, different.
Saying the next book.
On the body of Shulchan, would be that you put the same exact case of Rabbi Shulchan, but you put it into something else.
Right.
Yeah,
in Achanami.
Not the original.
Yeah.
So then.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Because you would come to
this. Absolutely. Bishma.
Like cucumbers.
Yeah.
You did that question.
Take the bechina, the question from the first bechina that everybody yelled at me for. I put it on the third bechina. Yeah. Okay. Shkaya. If anyone remembers it, but. All right.
That's also like the Shaf mentioned here that Hanan, that Grah, that Hanan doesn't convert it into.
Yeah.
Because I think the Shach says that here by that even if you say the tummy fish is Enomino, but the fish that absorbs it is still.
Right, that's the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ri. Tosus Kofchas.